Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, folks, and a happy Shabbat to all. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it's July 11th, 2020. And folks, I just want to just wish everyone a very happy, very blessed Sabbath day, and just ask the Lord for to just keep us and to bless us in these dark days that we are living in. We are truly living on borrowed times, folks. And the enemy is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the enemy is coming at us saints from left to the right, to the top, to the bottom, any way that the enemy can come in. Like a flood, he is after the saints. He is raging mad, and he knows that those of us who love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and mind, those of us who keep the word of God, those of us who keep the commandments of God, those of us who seek God with all our heart, soul, and mind, those of us who spread the word of God. It's kind of hot in this room. Those of us who spread the word of God and who, like Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, he said, if we keep the commandments, if we keep the commandments and do them, we shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And if we keep the commandments and teach others to do them, we shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So we know that keeping the commandments of God, of the Most High God, is very crucial to loving him. It's not my word, but it's the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. And these words were spoken way back in the Old Testament. And it's one of the commandments. Is to love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, soul, and mind. So, folks, Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, it is he that keep my commandments and do them. He it is that love me. And if you keep my commandments and do them, I will love you, and the Father will love you, and the Holy Spirit will come. And he said, we will manifest ourselves to you. We will show ourselves to you. We will make ourselves known to you. So, folks, let us just say a prayer. Father, I just want to thank you right now for your mercies. Just want to thank you, Lord, for your grace. Oh, God, be merciful unto us, for we have all sinned. We have all sinned and come short of your glory. And Lord, we need your help. Jesus, help us. Deliver us from the evil one. Lord, surround us with your hedge of protection. May the blood of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, be upon each and every single person that is listening to this show. May the blood of Yeshua cleanse us, cleanse our heart, cleanse our soul, cleanse our mind, cleanse our body, and make us whole. May the blood of Jesus flow through our veins and just remove everything in us that do not belong there. Every hate, every burden, every sicknesses, every diseases, every shackle, every chain, every door that the enemy have built up in our hearts, our mind, our body to bound us, whether spiritually or physically. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command these chains to be broken. I command these doors to be broken down. I command these shackles to fall off right now in Jesus' name. I command this, whether sicknesses or diseases, mental illness that is plaguing our bodies, I command these sicknesses to leave in Jesus' name. I command these diseases to melt away and to leave in Jesus' name. And folks, this is a prayer to all of you who are listening. Father, I thank you for hearing my prayer, and I thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. My voice is a little rattled because, like I said before, I am recovering from thyroid surgery. So I'm actually getting my voice back. So I pray in the name of Jesus that my voice may bellow out unto the Lord and may become clear as crystal and may become audible, and that the Lord will, you know, He is healing me, and that the Lord will give me a very speedy recovery in Yeshua's holy name. Folks, we are living on borrowed times, and we need to walk out our salvation with fear and trembling. As we look around in the world today, we see and we know that there is darkness covering the earth, and gross darkness is covering the people. The people are covered in darkness. Darkness meaning that they do not have the light of Christ illuminating in them. They do not have the word of the Lord in them. They're not seeking God, and they're not even trying to love Him. And so we see darkness in people, and we see darkness covering the earth. We see, like in the book of Isaiah, he said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. And this is what's happening today. And this is why I am bringing to you the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and in Him. You know, Jesus Christ, in John chapter 1, he said He is the life that light every man that come into the world. And he said in the book of John chapter 1, he said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And we know that God is love, and Jesus Christ is the love, is the manifestation of our Father's love. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the manifestation of the Father's love towards us. And those of us who reject such greater love, then we have no other hope. There is no other way to the Father but through Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Jesus Christ said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. He said, I am your friend. He said, I am your friend. If, you know, and so He is our friend who laid down His life for us. For those of us who take hold of His word and His promises and His great gift. So folks, today we are here, and tomorrow we are no more. We see so many people dying around us every single day. We see the hate, we see the crime, we see mental illness, we see physical illness, we see the breaking up of the family that God put together. We see the break up of the family that God put together, a man and a woman, to become one, a family of God, which is symbolic to Jesus Christ, who is the bridegroom. And the woman or the bride, which is the church, and a man and a woman in a house together is symbolic to the word of God, to Jesus Christ and the bride returning. So we see the hate, and we see the blatant disobedience of the Most High God's commandment and of His laws and of His statutes and precepts and of the order of things that He has put in the world. And folks, the Lord God has created the world with order, but there is chaos in the world. The Lord God set a a commandment over the sea, according to the word of God, that it veer not, that it do not overrun on the land, that the sea does not, like in the book of Ecclesiastes said, that all the rivers run into the ocean, run into the sea, but yet it is still not full. And the word of God also said that the Lord God set a commandment to the sea that it may not overflow the bank, and the sea take heed to the commandment of the Most High God. So it is with the moon and the stars and the sun. The Lord God put a commandment for the moon and the sun to come out in their appointed time. The sun comes out at day and the moon comes out at night. Just imagine the sun disobeying God's commandment and the moon disobeying God's commandment, and they do not come out at all, or to come out at the wrong time. Just imagine the chaos in the world. And we have the different seasons, the winter, the summer, the autumn, the spring. Just imagine that the trees, just imagine the winter, the summer, the autumn, and the spring get all mixed up and jumbled up, and they do not give ear to the commandments of the Most High God. Now, what is going to happen to us as a race of people if the sun and the moon veer from the commandments of God? What will happen to us if the sea disobey the commandments of God and overrun the yoke that God put in the sea to hold it back from overrunning the land? So it is with us as children of the Most High God. I'm so sorry that my voice is just so cracking up. Like I said, I am now overcoming, getting healed by the Most High God because of a thyroid surgery I just had. Actually, two back-to-back, so I am, like, really still raw in some parts and healing. So bear with my voice. It kind of goes and comes. Welcome, 408. Thank you for tuning in. And folks, these are perilous times. And, you know, all that the Lord desires of us is to love Him and keep His commandment. And He said, if you love Me, keep My commandments. And it's he that keep My commandments and do them, he it is that love Me. He that love Me not, keepeth not My commandments. And He's not just talking about some of His commandments. He's speaking about every single one of His commandments. Because the book of James tells us, He said, what is sin? And it says sin is the transgression of the law. And it also said that if we break one of the commandments of God, we are guilty of breaking every single one of them. And then the Bible also tells us that, I'm kind of choking here. The Bible also tells us that if we, in the book of Matthew, that when we keep the commandments and do them, and we teach others also to keep the commandments, we are going to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Would you rather not encourage others to keep the commandments of God and not be called great in the kingdom of heaven, and actually keep the commandments and then teach others to keep them also and be called great in the kingdom of heaven? Now, in order for us to love God, Jesus Christ said, it is the greatest commandment in the entire book. And the greatest commandment to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And Jesus Christ said, loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind is tied to the law and the prophet. So it doesn't matter what, who said what. It is the word of God that stands true forever. And his word is no lie, and it's the truth. How do we expect to mosey our way into the kingdom of heaven without even first learning to love him while we are here on this earth? And folks, I'm going to tell you something. We really, truly cannot love him unless we actually seek him and search him out and ask him to teach us how and to show us how and to enable us to love him, because it is not by our own strength or by our own power, but by the Spirit of the living God. It is by his Spirit that we are made whole. It is by his Spirit that we are drawn to him. The love of God, love is power, it is might, it is a force, it is the greatest energy or force in the universe. Folks, love is invisible but can be seen through that which it touches. It is without form but it can be felt or experienced. Love is God and God is love. And God is a force, it's a power. It is by his love that he created the universe. It is because of his love why you and I are still here. It's because of his love why Lazarus was raised from the dead after 4 days. God's love can move mountains. It can burn up diseases and sicknesses. It can remove cancer. It can cure now Alzheimer's patient. The invisible love of God touched down from heaven to earth for you and for me, and he came in the form of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. You know, the love of God holds the universe in place. It is by God's love that the universe exists, that earth exists, that you and I exist. Love, the love of God created you and I. And it's impossible for us to go into heaven without even having a desire to love him and to be with him and to learn of him and to be taught of him. Love died that we might live. Jesus Christ is the love of God. And he gave his love on the cross, willingly on his life. Three and a half days in the grave, but love rose again and conquered death and sin for all eternity. So folks, it is because of the love of God that we are forgiven every single day of our sins. It is because of the love of God why we are still here on planet earth. It is by his love that the universe and mankind is kept in place. Even the wicked are kept by God's love. Perchance that the wicked will repent and turn to him. How can we know the love of God? We have to seek him. We have to search him out. Like when I sought him and I asked him, I said, Lord, I don't know how to love you. I've never loved you. At least not the way I did. I think that I'm supposed to love you. Because you are perfect and your love is perfect. And I don't think I've ever loved anyone that way or I've ever loved you that way. And I asked the Lord, I said, teach me how to love you. And as soon as I said that to the Lord, as soon as I said, teach me how to love you, show me how to love you, let me love you the way you desire for me to love you, immediately the Lord said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I, in my mind, I'm saying, Lord, have I not kept your commandment? And the Lord said to me, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I said, I'm guilty, Lord. I have never kept your Sabbath day, nor do I know how to keep it or why I should keep it. And I said, Lord, teach me everything I know. Teach me everything you I need to know about the Sabbath day, that I may honor you and that I may keep your Sabbath. And so, folks, it is important to keep his commandments, every single one of his commandments. God's ways are high above the ways of man, and so his love. So we have to seek the Lord and search him out so that he can teach us how to love him and how to love others. If we have love in the world, if love flowed out in the world the way hate, the way crime, the way evil flows out in the world, then we will have no problem in the world at all. Everyone is so selfish. Everyone is so self-centered. Everyone seeks for themselves. The enemy, Satan, is using mankind like never before to get to each other, to kill each other, to murder each other, to disease each other, to put fear into each other. So, folks, I am encouraging each and every single one of you today to love God, seek him and search him out, because it is the great, without honoring the greatest commandment, that there is no way that we can have a relationship with someone if we don't first desire or seek and search to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. I remember one night laying on my bed. And I was just meditating on the Lord. This is just a testimony. I'm looking for the page. I was just laying on my bed, just meditating on the Lord. Just looking for the page. I was just laying on my bed. Sorry, I'm so distracted looking for this page of what I'm about to speak on. Just laying on my bed, meditating on Yeshua and thinking of my friends and family that are still in denial about the truth of God's word, about the fact that the seventh day is the Sabbath day, but then everyone thinks that they can choose any day they want, that everyone thinks that they can do whatever they please, that they can add to God's word and take away and just blatantly say whatever they feel like saying. But if we read the commandment, if we read the word of God, we are going to see that Jesus Christ said in Revelation that anyone who adds to his word, he will add to them the plagues that are written in the book. And anyone who takes away from his word is going to take their name out of the book of life. I thought about how many only seek the Father when something goes wrong in their lives. Then suddenly, I was just meditating on him and all the things that happening in my life and all the people in my life and how they're dead set against honoring the commandments of God. I was just thinking about them and wondering what would happen. And immediately, the Father took me in the spirit upon the high place. And as I looked down below, I saw people, folks. I was on my bed, but the Father took me in the spirit upon a high place. And as I looked down below, I saw a sea of people. These people were all gray. They were all gray. I did not see them in color. They were all gray. And the Holy Spirit said to me, as I'm looking at the people, there were so many people. They had no color in them. And in my mind, I'm thinking, but why are they gray? That's what I was asking, I was saying in my mind. And you know how the Lord hears our thoughts before we even utter them. And As I wonder why they were gray, the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, that's the church. He said, many of them are dead to me. Many of them are dead to me. I began to cry. I said, Father, what can I do to help them? I shook my head back and forth, unwilling to accept that so many people in the church, so many people who call themselves Christians, are lost. I was taken aback that so many people are lost. I'm sorry, my voice is breaking up. Rivers of tears flow down my cheek as I lay there on the bed. I asked Father again. I said, what can I do to help them? He said, I sent them you. They rejected you. I sent them other teachers and prophets. They rejected them too. He said, I stand at the door of their heart and knock. They open. He said, I stand at the door of their heart and knock. They open not to me. They open. I can't even say the word open. They open not to me. He said, I follow them everywhere. Just imagine. God is saying that these people that are in the church are dead to him. He said, I stand at the door of their heart and knock. They open not to me. He said, I follow them everywhere they go, but they refuse me. Just imagine the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God who wakes us up every single day, every morning, standing at our door, knocking at our heart, and we will not open our heart to him. And God send these people, teachers, prophets, a word, and they refuse. He said, I follow them everywhere they go, but they refuse me. Imagine the Lord God following us around, wanting us to pay just one little attention to his word, to his prompting, to saving of our soul. He said, I follow them everywhere they go, but they refuse me. He said, many of them are going to church thinking that they're doing me a favor, folks. The Lord God said, many of you are going to church thinking that they're doing me a favor. He said, they have no desire to love me. Neither do they have any desire to seek me. The Lord is saying they have no desire to love him. Neither do they have any desire to seek him. Folks, this is sad. This is so sad. The church have gone dead. The church have gone lazy, have gone complacent, and have given in to doctrines of men, commandments of men, the ways of men, and into the flesh, and we are not seeking God. We should be seeking God for the truth in all things. He said, many of them, he said, they have no desire to love me, neither do they have any desire to seek me. He said, many of them are dead to me. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Folks, I was really shocked when the Lord showed me and what he said. I was really shocked. The Holy Spirit said to me that religion is as a dead tree. It looks alive and green on the outside, but its root is dead and rotten. Please, folks, it is not having a relationship with a religion or with each person in that religion or religious organization. It is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's having a relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ. We cannot do this on our own, but we just need to ask the Father to help us, to draw us to him, teach us how to love him, to teach us how to pant after him, And we have to wake up with a desire to want Him, to get closer to Him, to love Him, to pant after Him, to desire Him. He is the one, Jesus Christ said, no one can come unto me. The Father draws. It's the Father that draws us to Him. Folks, repent, repent, repent. Every single one of us need to repent every single day of our sins. Give our heart to the Lord. Try, if we have young children, we need to train our children in the ways of God, that when they are old, they shall not part from it. If we have older children, we need to continue, even though we teach them the right way. When they are old enough, they've gone out in the world, so we should not get weary in telling them about God, warning them about God's judgment, and praying for our children. Love you in Christ. May the Lord continue to keep us, to bless us, and to show us the way to Him, because the coming of the Lord is near. And we don't want, when we stand before Him, to hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Love you in Christ. May the Lord God keep and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.